London is telling Uber, get out. The city is suspending the rideshare company's right to operate there, citing safety concerns. For example, loopholes where drivers who are fired from Uber can turn around and create new accounts, then continue driving. Uber called London's decision extraordinary and wrong. The company plans to appeal and can continue to operate there during the process. This got us thinking about the original car-hailing service in London, the city's iconic black cabs, and how the Johnny-come-latelys, the Ubers and the Lyfts of the world, have received in a place where cabs are a cultural institution. We spoke with Robert Elms, host of the Robert Elms Show on the BBC, which celebrates all things London.
It was quite a jolt to the black cab trade. I mean, you know, London has this very, very traditional taxi service. And suddenly there were these other guys who hadn't had the training, hadn't had the knowledge, as we call it, and were cheaper. So, you know, quite a lot of trade went their way. So it's been quite difficult, I think, for the London cab trade.
Who in London is taking ride shares and who's sticking with the black cabs? Like, is there even a culture war going on?
I don't know if there's a culture war going on. I think there's probably an age thing. I think younger people tend to use the apps because they are a bit cheaper. And because cabs have always been seen in London as something of a kind of high-end service, if you like. I think of black cabs as the hardback to the paperback book, as the vinyl record to the download.
What do you prefer and why? Is it tradition or something else?
I would always go, I'm a very traditional soul. And I also just think that the very fact that we have this unique black cab service where these guys train for 3 or 4 years, I mean, it's the equivalent of doing a degree, and that it's so kind of totemic in London. The black cab, a bit like the red bus, and you know, is part of the London visual language. I would always go with them.
Yeah, well, I was going to point out that I gather your show, the Robert Elms Show, is pretty popular with London black cab drivers.
So. It's really popular with London black cab drivers. And I think they recognize that it's a changing world. For example, until quite recently, a lot of them didn't even take credit cards. So they've had to kind of change as well. They've had to adapt.
So maybe there's a little bit of bias. I mean, where would you say your opinion, Robert, fits in with the rest of public opinion in London on
I think it's very divided. I think it's very divided.
So take us back a bit, if you would, Robert, the whole history of the black cab as a cultural institution in London. I mean, how far back do we have to go?
I mean, as far back as the 17th century.
Really? So before an actual motor car?
Oh, way before, hundreds of years before. They were first licensed in the time of Queen Elizabeth I. And they were called hackney carriages. They were licensed horse-drawn carriages. And it was obviously with the introduction of the motor car, sort of when they switched from horses to cabs. But you can see there's a direct lineage going all the way back.
So you mentioned the knowledge a moment ago. This is part of this really notorious process for becoming a black cab driver these days. Well, forever it's been the case.
Yeah, I mean, and it ain't easy. First of all, it's a great expression, doing the knowledge. What it means is that they literally have to learn off by heart supposedly every road in London. So when they're being tested, the tester from the Hackney Carriage office will say to them, right, take me from Buckingham Palace to Tottenham Football Ground, which might be a 6-mile drive. And you've got to be able to say every road you're going to go down on that journey off by heart. But you've also got to know the tourist sites, the hotels, the restaurant, you know what I mean? So when you get in a cab, a black cab, you're not just getting a guy who knows the quickest route from A to B, which could probably be done by a sat-nav these days. You're getting that wealth of information about London. Now, I'm not saying every black cab driver is a wonderful person and is going to, you know, be your ultimate guide to London. There's good ones and there's bad ones. But there is a degree of excellence. There is a degree of learning inherent in the way that these guys do their job.
I have to ask you, though, Robert, I mean, in the age of GPS and Google Maps, is the knowledge just going the way of Blockbuster Video? Is it going to go extinct?
I certainly hope not. But I don't know. There's, you know, generational change could well change that. If you're never in the habit of hailing a black cab and you're always just used to doing everything on your phone, etc., then perhaps the next generation won't use them. But I honestly don't believe it's an either or. I think both can survive. Mm. They offer a different sort of service. I certainly know that if I were a tourist, maybe from Boston coming to London, I would want to get a black cab. Because although you'll probably pay, I don't know how, what percentage extra, 10% more or something, I would think it was worth it because it's part of the London experience.
How did you get home today?
I cycled, but I'm already at home. So yeah, I cycle. That's my way of getting around town. But if I need to get a cab, I get a black cab.
Robert Elms is the host of The Robert Elms Show on BBC Radio London. Good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.